Folks, did you ever notice nowadays that there's warnings on virtually everything? I bought a bottle of shampoo recently, and whenever I brought it home, there was a sticker in the lid that said, "Do not ingest." In other words, don't drink the shampoo. I was quite surprised that people would buy shampoo and think it's appropriate and healthy to drink it. Same if you buy a packet of peanuts. There's a warning in the back of the packet that tells us that the packet may, in fact, contain nuts. I'm just sitting in the car here and I've just been looking at this little manual, the driver's manual for the car. It's just absolutely chock full of warnings. Accidents and injuries can occur if the driver is distracted. The components of the exhaust system become very hot. This can cause fire and injuries. If not parked properly and left in an appropriate manner, the vehicle may roll away. This can cause accidents and serious injuries. And then there's some regarding the car battery. If the acid is swallowed, consult a doctor immediately. Full of warnings. And some of them you would think would be very, very obvious. You would think you would know that if you're not watching where you're going and you get distracted, that there's possibility of causing an accident, and an accident can be serious. But they have to write it down in a little book just in case somebody out there buys a car and doesn't know to keep their eyes on the road. And they also have to put in that little warning as well, just encouraging people not to drink the battery acid, because that could be quite dangerous as well. And also that the exhaust pipe can get somewhat warm. We are living in a world where people need to be warned all the time about things that you would think would be obvious. And yet things that are obvious nowadays are no longer taken for granted. We live in a world full of strife, and we live in a world that's full of confusion. We live in a day and age when we don't even know what life is. We don't know when life begins. We don't know the value of life. We don't know the meaning of life. We don't know the purpose of life. We don't even nowadays, in 2022, we don't know what a man is. We don't know what a woman is. We don't know what a male is. We don't know what a female is. In this great age of science, in this great age of discovery that we boast about, we're so proud of, we've more education now than ever before. And yet, whenever it comes to simple common sense and day-to-day living, we don't know very much at all. In the Word of God, in Romans chapter 1, we have the Apostle Paul's commentary on a modern day society. Paul's autopsy of a nation or a society that have forsaken God. And in Romans chapter 1 and verse number 22, we have this little phrase, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So proud of their knowledge, so proud of their education, so proud of their learning, and yet at the same time, absolutely foolish in their day-to-day living. And if you read down through Romans chapter 1, he speaks about immorality. He speaks about the sexual immorality of his day that we see replicated in our day as well. And we're certainly living in a day where men boast in their knowledge, boast in their learning, but yet we do the most foolish of things. And now we have to give out little car manuals that tell people not to drink the acid out of the battery. Keep their eyes on the road. The exhaust pipe can be hot. Don't drink the brake fluid. It's toxic. And all of these things, quite remarkable. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And yet, whenever we live in a world where the fear of God is gone, we can't expect there to be very much wisdom. Some things, friends, are obvious. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. As I look at this world around about us, I see all of the evidence that we need to tell us that, yes, there must be a God. You would think that would be obvious. Nothing comes from nothing. This universe of ours just didn't explode into existence. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And if there's a God, and there is, and if God created us, and he did, then there must be a plan and a purpose, and there is. And there must be a way that God wants us to live in this world. And that's why he's given us the Bible. This book is the best instruction before leaving earth. And as one old preacher once said, if we don't get back to the Bible, it's like going into the jungle. We live in a world where we desperately need God. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God's ways are right. God's ways are good. God's ways are true. And God's ways are wise. Go God's way, not the way of the world. May God bless you and lead you on with himself.